And the Lord help us to commence our services today with hymn 610. 610. Precious Jesus, friend of sinners, we as such to thee draw near. Let thy spirit now dwell in us, and with love our souls inspire. Fill, O fill us, with that love which casts out fear. Hymn 610.
Thank you. the Holy Word of God. We'll read together the book of Joshua, chapters 3 and part of chapter 4. Joshua chapter 3, and then reading part of chapter 4 up to the end of verse 14. Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, "When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore." And Joshua said unto the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, "Take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people." And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan." And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, "Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God." And Joshua said, "Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaretan. and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men, whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers, ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for you a memorial unto the children of Israel for ever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. May God bless to us that reading from his holy word, and may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee for thy goodness and thy mercy, which has gathered us together this morning in this house of prayer. And Lord, we thank thee for thy safe keeping, thy watchful care over us as we've travelled journeys long or short to gather in this house of prayer around thy word. Lord, may we be truly thankful for these things. How often, Lord, we take the journeys of our daily lives for granted. Lord, we do pray that we may truly worship thee and render that thanks unto thee for all thy many mercies to us. Grant us, Lord, the knowledge of them, the understanding of them. May we see by faith that gracious hand that so bountifully supplies our every need. Lord, may we be given that grace, that gift of living faith, and the dear Holy Spirit working within us to recognize thy goodness and thy mercy. And may we have our mouths filled with thy praise and our tongues loosed to speak of those things that thou hast done. May thy praises, Lord, be in our mouth. May that new song be in our heart, that praise unto our God. We do ask thy help here this day. We meet together around thy word. We're poor sinners by nature. Lord, we pray that each one of us may be taught that vital lesson. Lord, that thou would shine divine light into our hearts, revealing, Lord, something of ourselves to ourselves. For Lord, we are sinners by nature. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what a mercy, Lord, that we are able to meet for worship. Lord, we pray that the worship of thy great and holy name this day might be made a blessing to our never-dying souls. We pray, Lord, for any that may have come this day unconcerned, in whose heart, Lord, thy work is yet to appear. Lord, those that are described in thy word as being dead in trespasses and in sins, Lord, if there are any such here this morning, we pray that the light, life and love of Jesus Christ might be made known to them. Lord, we pray that thou begin that work of grace. Lord, it is a divine work, not the work of man, but Lord, the work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, there is no room for man to boast. And we pray that thou, Lord, perform these things for thy honour and glory and for the good of never-dying souls. Leave none to come and go unmoved and untouched. Lord, may that day come for each one when they are born again of the Spirit of God. Lord, that new birth, we may not perceive it,
Lord, it may be that gentle leading, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. But, O Lord, we do pray that thou begin. For he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, that thou be gracious and merciful to each soul gathered here this day, and those that may be listening in, and those unable, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, we pray for any that are prevented from worshipping here today. Lord, we pray that thou be with them where they are. Remember those, Lord, that maybe feel lonely or forsaken or forgotten. Be with those, Lord, that must remain behind with the staff, as David's men at the brook Beza. And, oh, we pray that there may be a portion for them, that there may be that parting alike of the spoils. Lord, we pray then that thou bless the preaching of thy word this day, both here and wherever thy name is faithfully proclaimed. Bless the reading of thy word. Lord, bless the things that are done in the Sunday school. Lord, do prosper the word of life. And grant, Lord, the application of it, that may we know the power of the Holy Spirit upon it. And may, Lord, it be made powerful to us personally, being used to the saving of our souls, bringing sinners into gospel liberty, and knowing something of that peace with God which passeth all understanding. Do bless this church and congregation. Pour out thy Spirit upon them, we pray. Lord, we live in solemn times, yet thy Spirit remaineth among us. Lord, we pray that there may be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in this neighbourhood, in this place, there may be many gathering in to hear the word of the Lord. Oh, we pray, Lord, that many hearts may be opened, like we read of Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. Lord, who opened the hearts of many to receive the word of life. And may it enter in as that good seed. And may it bring forth fruit to thy honour and thy glory. O Lord, make the church here fruitful. O Lord, may we each examine ourselves. May there be that spirit of self-examination. May we not be like that fig tree with all the leaves but no fruit. Oh, we pray that we may bring forth fruit to thy glory. Lord, do help us, we humbly pray. Do bless the congregation here. Lord, do encourage them week by week. We thank thee for them. Pray that time may come when they're enabled by thy grace to cast in their lot with the despised people of God in that outward open profession, to take up their cross and follow thee. Lord, may we each be truly exercised in these things. Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? have our union with the church's living head. And Lord, if we are, and if we have had that union, united with thee, then may thy love constrain us. We pray that love will compel them to come and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. Lord, leave none to be like those 9 lepers who, having been cleansed, did not return to give thanks unto the Lord Jesus Christ. That, may we each, Lord, be moved of the Holy Spirit, prompted in our hearts, stirred up, Lord, to make mention of the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou be with any who sit in darkness. Lord, we pray that thou draw near and reveal thyself. Make known thyself, we pray. Comfort any that are cast down. And lift them up, Lord, we pray. Raise up beggars from the dunghill. Set them among princes. Lord, deliver any that are in particular temptation. Those, Lord, who feel to be in Satan's sieve, tossed about, buffeted on all sides. Lord, we pray that in the hour of temptation we may be found looking, fleeing unto Jesus. Thou hast made that way of escape. O Lord, we pray that thou reach out thy hand of mercy and grace and draw us to thyself, that we may find that refuge for sinners. We pray, bless the children and help them. Lord, they are growing up in difficult times. Lord, they have been brought through some extraordinary times in history. We pray that these things may work together for good in their young hearts, that thou cause them to call upon thee. Bring them to those places where they must cry out. And Lord, do prove a prayer hearing and answering God to them. O Lord, thou art merciful and gracious in hearing and answering the prayers of poor unworthy sinners. And O Lord, we pray that there may be that crying unto thee. Lord, we pray not for trouble, but Lord, we are told that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Then, Lord, when trouble does come, may, Lord, we find thyself walking on the sea, commanding the waves and the wind, speaking peace, be still. Oh Lord, may we know what it is to fall at thy feet and worship thee. Lord, we pray then, draw us now unto thyself. Draw us as sinners to the footstool of thy mercy. Look upon us in thy great compassion. O Almighty God, look upon us in thy Son. May it be in him we are seen. And we pray that thou accept us in and through him. Lord, we are wretched and undone by nature. Our best is stained and died with sin, our all is nothing worth. Yet thou hast given us a name to plead, that there is a place by thee. Oh, there is a ground of acceptance. Lord, may we come low at thy feet, pleading the name of Jesus. And oh, look in mercy and in love upon us, and send us that help that we need. Send us help from the sanctuary. Strengthen us out of Zion, and bless us here this day. Lord, do be with those seeking souls. Thou knowest, Lord, those whose heart is toward thee. Oh, we pray that thou wilt incline each heart. And may we know the drawings of an almighty God. Draw me, said the wise man, and we will run after thee. So help us, Lord, we pray. Do remember our guilty land and nation. Remember our king, the royal household, those who have authority over us, our prime minister and those in government, those who have positions of authority and influence. Lord, we pray that thou use them to witness of thy honour and thy glory. Lord, we pray that thou work in the hearts of many, turning them from their idols to serve the living God. Lord, we pray, have mercy upon our nation and turn us unto thee, we humbly pray. Remember the churches scattered in this land. Lord, we pray that thou return with great blessing and build up thy one church in numbers and in their most holy faith. May a true spirit of godliness be poured out upon us, that we may walk worthy of that high calling. So help us, Lord, we pray. We come seeking to be filled. Lord, do not send us empty away. We ask these things, Lord Jesus, with the forgiveness of every sin. Amen.
Hymn 617. The new man and the old by no means can agree. The one in sin is bold, from sin the other's free. The principles of grace and sin a constant warfare must maintain. Hymn 617.
Will you turn with me to the chapter we read, the book of Joshua, chapter 3. With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the 11th verse. Joshua chapter 3, verse 11. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Joshua chapter 3, and verse 11. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. This chapter is full, isn't it, of many precious things. In reading of it again this morning, my mind went to a few of those things that have and are precious in this chapter. Thinking of that command at the beginning of the chapter, in regard to the space that must be left behind between the ark going on before and the children of Israel following, we're told that ye may know the way by which ye must go. Because the ark was going before them, and it was leading them in a way they'd not walked. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. That need then, that teaching for us. There's a right distance, isn't there? And you know what I mean. Oh, that you and I might be made true followers. But followers at that right distance. We don't want to be loitering. We don't want to be among those that turn aside. We want to be following as close as the Lord would have us, according to his divine purpose. But the other thing is, we don't want to be going before him, because we don't know the way. We think we might know the way, but as we're reminded, ye have not passed this way heretofore. This was a great day in the history, in the lives of the children of Israel. It was a great day, a momentous day, also for Joshua. And that promise given to him by the Lord in verse 7. And this day, speaking to Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. He had the solemn and awesome responsibility to take, as it were, the mantle for Moses and to lead the people onward into the promised land. Moses, not permitted to enter. This younger man, Joshua, to be given, have laid on him this great and enormous task of being a leader of the people. And what need he had. We might use the expression, he had big shoes. He needed
big feet, didn't he, to follow, to take up that role as a leader of the people, to follow Moses, the man of God. Oh, it's a wonderful Bible character, the life of Joshua. May we, in our own private studies and meditations, be brought to consider Joshua and the Lord's hand upon him, the help given to him.
Well, we finished our reading on that day, in verse 14 of chapter 4. On that day, the Lord magnified in the sight of all Israel, magnified Joshua. That promise given this side of Jordan, fulfilled on that side of Jordan.
And the Lord's word, dear friend, always is fulfilled. His promises, his purposes, always are accomplished. The Lord given you a little hope, a sweet promise. You're waiting for it to be fulfilled. Maybe it won't be in a day. Maybe it's in years to come. But, dear friend, wait upon the Lord. His purpose will be fulfilled. If that promise has been given by God to you, it must come to pass. It must come to pass. Then plead that promise as you wait for the fulfillment of it. What solid ground you're on this morning. If you can, at the throne of grace, come with that prayer. Thou hast said. Thou hast said.
Well, we must move on. But there, that promise, as I was with Moses at the Red Sea, in dividing the waters, in making a way that when there was no way, as I was with Moses, the God of all the earth, all things in the control of Almighty God, as I was with Moses, a wonder-working God, one who performed what man would call impossibilities, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Joshua, you have a river to cross. You have this crossing into the promised land. And more than that, you have all that must be done the other side. There is a going in to possess the land, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And then we have this wonderful statement for our text this morning. Joshua speaking to the children of Israel, behold, there's something to take notice of. There is something to fix your eye on, whether the natural eye or the eye of faith. Behold,
behold, for the children of Israel, there was the taking down of the tabernacle. There was the covering of the Ark of the Covenant. There was the bearing of it on the shoulders of the priests. And there was it going on before them, onward to Jordan. Behold. Behold. We have in this verse something to behold. You say, well, hang on, we've not this outward emblem of that the children of Israel have to look to. What do we have to behold? We don't have the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth, do we? What were they seeing? They were seeing it veiled, covered over, badger skins over the outside. But still, there was the Ark of the Covenant. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord of all the earth, passeth over before you into Jordan. But we don't have this to look to. What is there for us to look to this morning? This word, behold. Oh, are we the poorer for not having the Ark of the Covenant? Are they the better for having it in the Old Testament form of worship than we are in the New? Dear friends, this Ark, what was it? I'm sure you all know literally what it was. Ark made of wood, overlaid with gold. The mercy seat, the lid of the Ark, solid gold lid. In it, two cherubims cast out of the same piece, facing inward, looking toward one another. But what was it? It surely was what was revealed to Moses. We read in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, and a promise given concerning the Ark. And there will I meet, this is verse 22 in Exodus 25, and there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims, which are upon the Ark of the Testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. There I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat. Oh, what does it point to? It points to what you and I, by faith, behold in a gospel day. It points to Christ Jesus. It points to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. There, in Him, in Christ Jesus, the promises fulfilled, there will I meet with thee and commune with thee. Oh, He is mercy itself. The God of all comfort, the God of mercies, Christ Jesus, behold, behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. And so we go in our meditations, our considerations this morning, and we see Jesus. We see Jesus. Oh, dear friends, they viewed a veiled Ark of the Covenant. Remember this. The high priest went in once a year into the holiest of all, not without blood. On the Day of Atonement, he went into the holiest place of all, the inner court, the inner place where the Ark of the Lord of all the earth was. Once a year, in that form of worship, there was no entering in by the Israelite until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. The laying down of his life at Calvary. And what do we read in the Gospel? The curtain rent in twain from the top to the bottom. The holy place of all. Access. The priest in the temple at Jerusalem, no Ark of the Covenant, but in that temple place, in that holy place of all, the access, by the blood of Jesus, that is a precious thing, dear friends. A precious thing, and may you and I look beyond these Old Testament things, but see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth. Oh, may we see Jesus in it. But we see Jesus. The Israelite, he saw this going on before them. He saw Jordan stream. He saw that which separated between them and the promised land. And he saw the feet of the priests come to the brink of Jordan. You might say to me this morning, well, why, if we are to consider the Lord Jesus, and we're to consider the glories of the gospel, why have we gone to Joshua chapter 3? Why are we not in one of the gospels this morning? Well, dear friends, it's simply this. You know, I saw something precious. And I pray that you and I each may see something precious in the Ark of the Covenant standing in the midst of Jordan. We came in our reading to the last verse in verse 17, and the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. The water was overflowing its banks, but the presence of the Lord, that which signified the meeting place, where the Lord would meet, where the divine presence of the Lord, we think of that Shekinah, that cloud that came and dwelt between the two cherubims on the ark. And we think of that, and we see the waters of Jordan part. An open miracle in the sight of the people. A way being made where there is no way. And we see those waters part, the impossibility of it, the wonder of it, the glory of it. God himself dividing those waters. And that there they divide. And there the priests bearing the ark go into the midst, and they stand and they wait. And this is precious. What were they waiting for? They were waiting for every soul to pass across those waters. Those stood firm in the midst of Jordan, as it were, holding back the waters until every single Israelite had made that crossing. They stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground, every one of them, until all the people were passed clean over Jordan, every single one. Dear friends, this is a precious thing. You know, this is a precious thing that we see here. We see the entering into the promised land. We see it, that the waters that separated, being divided, and we see a way being made at the Lord's appointed time. In 40 years previous, they had been there, but were not ready. But now the time has come. And, oh, there is an entering in to the promised land. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you. They must have it. They cannot cross without it. It signified the presence of the Lord. This is the emphasis here. The emphasis put in the next verse. The priest, the feet of the priest that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth. The ark of the Lord of all the earth. Oh, they needed, they must have. There's no entering into the promised land without the Lord's divine presence. Essential. Moses saw it. If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. And you and I, oh dear friends, you and I, in this sense. We have the waters before us, every one of us. We have the waters of death. And how will it be for us? Are we being taught of the Lord? Has the Lord begun to teach us our need? Bring to our view something of Canaan, something of the promised land? Brought to see something of ourselves as sinners? And a need of a Saviour? You and I being brought to be true followers of the Lamb, to follow him whithersoever he goeth. You might be feeling like an Israelite wandering in the wilderness. Are you a Caleb or a Joshua? Or are you one of those that is to perish this side of Jordan? Oh, friends, that you and I might be a Caleb and a Joshua. Might be one of those that are born again of the Spirit of the Lord, this side of the river. We might grow up in the things of God, following beginnings small, but going on to know the Lord, the God of all the earth. Being led and taught by the Spirit of the Lord. Seeing something precious in Jesus Christ. His sacrifice, his precious blood. The way made for sin. For sinners, the cleansing from all our sin in that fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. The blood-sprinkled mercy seat. There will I meet with thee. Have you? Has he met with you? You've called upon the name of the Lord in the day of your trouble, and he's met with you. With a gracious answer, with a deliverance, with some help, with some comfort, with some peace. Oh, behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Oh, when he putteth forth his sheep, he goeth before them. Oh, it's a precious thing, dear friends, to see Jordan divided. Oh, it's a precious thing to see that which you fear will swallow you up the day of your death. That which lies at the end of your journey. This side. Oh, to see that the Lord going on before you. My mind went to that word in Jeremiah 12, verse 5. This is a solemn warning. It's a question for you and I this morning. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, how canst thou contend with horses? Oh, how is it? How are you doing in your life? Oh, you struggling to keep up with the footman? How would you do when things really get serious? How are you in the troubles in your life? Where is your hope? Where is your comfort? Do you have some? Are you ready for when the horses come? When the noise of the battle increases? Another question for you. And if in the land of peace, which is where you are now, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? Is it peace for you? Is it peace? I can look back in my life and what peace I had before I knew the Lord. Oh, what trust I had before I knew the Lord. What calmness, what peace. If in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, and are doing okay, and are getting on nicely maybe, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? Oh, maybe in your life of spiritual ignorance and blindness, even you are wearied with life at times. You know, the delusion that the world in general lives in is that death will be the end of all the trouble. And how many have thought that would be the case? And how many have said it's better off really that my troubled, afflicted relative is dead rather than living? Better that they're put out of their misery than live. We hear so much of it. Euthanasia, the kindness that it is to end someone's suffering life. How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? Oh, to see the Lord Jesus going on before. I pray the Lord will open your eyes and mine truly to see Jordan. Oh, that we may view the day of our death. Oh, that we may consider our latter end. Oh, that we may not presume our lives will be long. However long they might be, one day they must end. And how will it be? How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven, are thy credentials clear? Is Jesus' blood thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? Has he gone before you? Oh, dear friends, he's gone on before. These poor unworthy people. He's tasted death for them. He's parted Jordan. It's a dry land crossing for them. It is. When they get there, they will see that path through. And you know, this is what I saw in this. I saw those waters parted, and I saw the ark there in the midst. And there it is waiting until everyone is safely through. And we see the gospel. We see the day of his grace. And we see time extending. And we see one by one sinners brought out of darkness into the marvellous light and liberty of the gospel. And we see one by one that they are brought into the promise of the promised land. And it's certain for them. And not one. You know, that day will not come. Time will not be brought to an end until every single one whose name is in the book of life are brought into gospel liberty, brought into the knowledge of the promise of the promised land, brought into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified for them. Oh, is it a concern to you, those of you that are seeking him? Do not pass me by. Maybe you're fearful that you're to be left the other side of Jordan, that the priests, you'll see the ark going out the other side, and the waters closing without you. Dear friend, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Oh, plead the promise. Plead on the ground of mercy. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Plead the name of Jesus. Oh, plead that he will bring you. As one of these Israelites, a true Israelite, give you that sweet hope in your heart, give you the sense that one day, when that day comes, oh, all will be well. All will be well while life endure, and well when called to die. That hymn closes, doesn't it? 10:22. Could we but climb where Moses stood and view the landscape o'er, not Jordan's stream, nor death's cold flood should fright us from the shore. Oh, friend, maybe you see at present the banks are overflowing their water. The impossibility of it. Oh, may you be brought to see Jesus going on before his people, making that way through death, tasting death for you. Oh, that when you come there, you find his presence. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Now, behold the ark, the covenant, the Lord of all the earth, passeth over before you into Jordan. Amen.
Willing, Mr. Parish will address the Sunday school this afternoon in the vestry, and the collections today are for Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Centre. There will be a church members prayer meeting tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach on Friday evening, and also next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 940. Compared with Christ in all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. Hymn 940.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.